Oh, her? You mean this little sweetie with her tongue buried deep in my pussy? This is Piggy Tail. Yep. We named her after her hairstyle. We met her at a party in this city. You should have seen her. She was such a cutie little thing. So attractive. My roommate, Cindy. You know Cindy. She was taken with her immediately. Cindy's not gay. She's bi. You know Cindy. She took one look at this little blonde at the party and was head over heels, you know? Anyway, Cindy was so hopeless. She was all shy and nervous, didn't know what to say, so I helped out. I introduced myself to the cute little blonde and started talking. I have to be honest, the news was not good for Cindy. Turns out the girl, whose name was Kimberly, by the way, was totally straight. Like, I mean, she even had a fiance and everything. She was new to the city, had just moved there with her fiance, and she was working as an attorney at a big law firm downtown. Ooh. Ooh, good girl, Piggy Tail. So, Cindy was pretty crushed when I told her. Inconsolable, really. I tried to cheer her up, but she was really fixated on this little girl. I mean, okay, I know it wasn't the right thing to do, but Cindy's, how do you put it? She's persuasive. Yeah. Her argument was that Kimberly wasn't really in a position to decide whether she was straight or not, since she probably hadn't even ever tried it with another woman. It's a fair point, right? Also, Cindy thought that Kimberly's job was totally wrong for her, and she's such a cute little blonde girl like this working as an attorney? Please. But I guess what it came down to was Cindy just wanted her. She really, really wanted her. So, we took her. It wasn't that difficult. Kimberly had been drinking at the party and with a little more chemical assistance, she was more than willing to accept a ride home. Before long, we had her safe and sound in the little basement playroom Cindy and I had set up when we first started renting this house. Ooh. Yes, we did, didn't we, Piggy Tail? Oh, good girl. Keep licking. Oh, you're such a good little pet, aren't you? Well, where was I? Right. Cindy took the first crack at training her. After all, it was her idea, right? But you know Cindy, she's impulsive, emotional. She sees what she wants and she takes it, like she did with Piggytail here. For almost a week, I never saw her without a blonde, pigtailed head pulled tight between her thighs, or without her strap-on buried deep in the squealing blonde's ass. But then Cindy moves on, she loses interest, and that's what happened with her and little Piggytail. Once she'd had her fill, she just moved on. My approach is a little more methodical. I like to take the time to really get inside and break a new slave. So that's what I did. After Cindy lost interest, I took over and I taught Piggytail all about her new life and I helped her acquire the skills she'd need to be successful in it. Not just how to lick pussy, though she did a lot of that. And, well, she still does, as you can see. But more how to obey, how to please a woman in other ways, how to smile and to pretend to enjoy herself even when engaging in the most demeaning and degrading activity. All of it. And, of course, it was me who took over her social media and online accounts. Me who sent the breakup text to her fiancé. Me who wrote and emailed the letter of resignation from her firm. That was all me. Ooh, don't stop, sweetie. Ooh. You know better than that. Good girl. That was almost 6 months ago now, and as you can see, Piggytail is fully trained, and she lives in the basement in her very own kennel. Cindy and I love to dress her up as our slutty little dolly and have her please us and our friends. At least we used to. A month ago, Cindy met up with Piggytail's ex, the fiance, and now they're a thing. I know, the fuck, right? But that's Cindy. It's kind of a pain having to clean up after and feed the little pet on my own. But I have to tell you, the orgasms I get from having her lick me in the closet while Cindy fucks her new boyfriend just outside. Oh my God, they are amazing. The look on Piggytail's face. Well, the future? I don't know. Cindy's all over the map, but who knows with her? She really seems to like this guy, and he's into her too, somehow. Maybe it's just a rebound, but like I said, who knows? Maybe he's right for her. And as for Piggytail here, ooh, keep licking Piggy. You focus on what's important. Right. It seems obvious to me that she's much more suited to her role as a pet than she was as an attorney, don't you think? And hey, who knows? Maybe if you asked her, maybe Piggytail would tell you that she prefers life as a mindless lesbian sex pet, that she would rather giggle stupidly and drool all over my strap-on than work as an attorney and marry that guy. Maybe she's glad that Cindy and I took her, that I trained her, and that Cindy's now dating her ex. Maybe. But you know what? I doubt it. And you, Pinky. Oh, you don't care about that, do you? You know what's important. Oh, you're gonna make your mistress come now. Aren't you a good girl? Oh, you want to, right? Well, you have permission to make me come. But you better do it fast, Piggy. I don't want to wait. Oh, that's a good girl. Oh, that's good. Oh, good Pinky. Oh, just like that. Oh. Yes, that's a good girl. That's a good girl. Just like that. Go get me some water and a towel to clean up.